With your permission. Chapter 20, sentence 1. This is while David HaMelech was running away from Shaul HaMelech, and he ran to Nayot Barama. This was the place that Shmuel HaNavi was living at. He stayed with Shmuel HaNavi for one night. He learned with him, and the next morning he left and he's running away. ויאמר לפני יונתן, מה עשיתי? ויבוא, he came to a place where Nathan was. Don't know. He came to Yonatan, he met Yonatan, and he told Yonatan, מה עשיתי? מה עווני ומחטאתי לפני אביך כי מבקש את נפשי. He came to Yonatan and told him, what did I sin, what did I do that your father wants to kill me? The Midrash says this statement is not the right statement to be said. The Midrash says David HaMelech should not have said that your father wants to kill me. Even though it's true, and it's not the first time that David HaMelech is saying it, he should not have said it. The Midrash says, when Lavan was chasing Yaakov, and Lavan met Yaakov, so Yaakov says to Lavan, Mepishim echadati kitalakta acharai, what did I sin, what did I sin? And he did not tell him that he's trying to kill him, he did bad things to him. The Midrash has some complaint against this statement. The question is, it's a legitimate statement. This is true. Yonatan knows about it. And David HaMelech is really acting over here very nicely. He wants to know, what did he do? Maybe this is his fault that Shaul wants to kill him. So in order to fix it, he's telling Yonatan the truth, your father wants to kill me. He did not say any bad things about Shaul. The Midrash doesn't make a complaint, it's a bad thing as Lashon Hara, or just saying the wrong thing. He should not have said it. He says, why shouldn't he say it? He should have said it. He wants to know what to do. The guy wants to kill him, he wants to know. He says, find out for me, what does your father want from me? He says, he wants to kill me. Otherwise, if he won't say that sentence, like he didn't say anything.
But Rabbi, isn't this self-defense?
This is better than self-defense, yeah.
And therefore, why would there somebody consider this Lashon Hara?
It's not Lashon Hara. I said it's not Lashon Hara. The Medrash doesn't say it's Lashon Hara. The Medrash just say, look, David HaMelech is not on the level of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu and Lavan was chasing him to kill him and to punish him, to hurt him. He did not say this kind of statement. And here David HaMelech is saying, Shaul is trying to kill him. The Midrash says it's not Lashon Hara, it's not thing, but it says David should not have said it. It's not nice for a person. The question is, what does it mean it's not nice? What's not nice about it? He's saying the truth and he's saying it to David, to Shaul HaMelech's son that knows about it. In the chapters before we learn already, that David already told it once to Yonatan, and Yonatan went to Shaul and says, what do you want from this guy? And Shaul said, I don't want anything from this guy. So it's not a new thing. Nevertheless, the Midrash says David HaMelech should not have said this statement. And the question is, what is really the problem? Yonatan answered him, Chalila, no, not true, lo tamut. You're not gonna die. Hine lui yaseh avi davar gadol davar katon. ולא יגלה את אוזני. What do you think my father will do a big thing or a small thing will not tell me? מדוע, why do you think he יסתיר אבי ממני את הדבר הזה? What do you think my father will hide this thing from me? אין זאת, it's not true. What do you mean it's not true? It's not true. You didn't read the chapters before. And the chapters before already did happen a few times. He himself, Yonatan, told Shaul, what do you want from this guy? Yonatan already went this far and said, what do you want to kill him? What do you do? And then Shaul said, no, he didn't do nothing. I'm sorry, he didn't do nothing. So here all of a sudden Yonatan said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You don't remember? Look at the chapter before. You yourself said that you don't know what your father wants from me. And you spoke to your father. And your father said, I don't want. Then you came back to me and you said, my father says nothing. And all of a sudden, he's acting like nothing happened. He says, what are you talking about? I said, what are you talking about? You're talking about. It's not a new thing. It's all over the radio and television and the newspaper. Sorry? No. They don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. I really don't know what it means. I mean, I know what it's too early to say. I just know that the discussion is not a real discussion. He's not telling the truth, you know, Tom. And besides, he's so sure his father will tell him everything is not true. How do you know that your father will tell you everything? Your father won't tell you everything. He tells David, I'm sure my father will not hide from me. Yes, your father does hide from me. Does hide from you. How do you know he doesn't? It's not a guarantee. Is it a guarantee that Shaul has to tell you not everything? It's a fact that he's trying to kill him. He says, my father will have told me. Your father doesn't tell you. What kind of statement is this?
He wants to believe the best in his father.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to be realistic, you know. Louis Vedder is it's realistic. He himself, again, as I said in chapters before, he himself already went to Shaul and said, what do you want from that kid? Why do you want to kill him?
And his father told him.
His father said, I'm not, I don't want, really, you don't want. Every time he tries to kill him, he's chasing him, he's running after him. He's sending army after him. He's sending people to take him with his bed back to the palace. ושבר סנטר סביב יבריא שמשבר דוד ביום ידו ידע אביך. דוד is swearing. Father knows כי מצאתי חן בעיניך. Father knows that we like each other very much. ויאמר אל ידע זאת לנתן. Better off. Maybe the father hides from you. Because he knows that we're very friendly. Maybe your father doesn't want you to be upset that he's going to kill me. Then he asked him, because my father did not want you to be upset. Ulam chai Hashem echin ashara kifesha fesa b'ni uven amaret. Like a step between me and death. I swear in God's name. I mean, I saw on David, what do you want? Tell me what you want, I'll do. אם את הבידי לנתן, הנה חודש מחר, תמור את ראש חודש, אלוכי יושב ושב עם המלך, usually I'm sitting with the king where I hold to sit down and have a meal, ראש חודש is a special meal. ושילחתני, I want you to send me away when you start it, בסדה עד הרבה שלישית, 2 days I will hide in the field. And that's what I'm asking you to do. אם פקוד יפקדני אביך, If your father will ask you, where is David? ואמרת, שאול נשאל ממני דוד, you will tell him that he asked you permission. לרוץ בית-לחם, he wants to go back to his city בית-לחם, כי זה לך הימים שם לכל המשפחה. They have a kind of reunion, and he was called to the reunion. That's what he can tell your father. אם כל אמר טוב שלום לעבדך, אם שאלו לי פאבל, זה נעשה, אוקיי, very nice. שלום לעבדך. It means it's okay. I'm in a good shape. אם חרו יחרה לו, if your father will get upset that I'm not there at the meal, die, you should know כי חלתה רע מימו, you should know that's the end. That's the end of it, and he wants just to destroy me. Please, sentence 8 ועשית חסד על עבדך, אם את מזיעוד, please do some kindness with your slave, it's me, David. כי בברית השם הבאת את עבדך עמך, remember we made a treaty between ourselves, please, אם יש בי עוון אמיתני אתה, if you think I have anything, please, you should kill me. אז אביך, למה זה תביני? Why do you have to bring me in front of your father, you should kill me. Please do it to me. אם אתה חלילה לך, please, Don't talk like this, כי אם ידוע הידע, כי חלתה רעה מים אבי, if I would know that my father made up his mind, and he wants just to kill you, ולא תגיד לך, if I wouldn't tell you, I would have told you, and I would tell you, I promise I would tell you. מי דוד ונתן, מי יגיד לי? Who is going to tell me? How do I know, how would I find the answer? ומה ימך אביך קשה? What your father is going to answer exactly? Maybe your father will say a very bad thing to you. How do I find out the whole thing? They can forward the same sentences. Let me go out to the field with you. And we make it up in the field. They went to the field. They went on David Hashem and okay Israel, I'm going to investigate it the third time, which means the third day. I'm going to ask my father to find out exactly what he wants. We need to tell David, hopefully everything will be good. I would send somebody and to tell you everything is fine. I'm praying in God's name. If Chas v'Shalom, my father wants to do bad things to you, I will tell it to your ear. I will reveal the secret to your ear. I'm going to send you away. God is going to be with you the same way he was with my father. As long as I'm alive, I'm not moving, please do this, I'm doing it, and I'm promising you. לא תחית חזרך ממיתי עד עולם ולא באחית את השם את תבי דוד איש מעבדי אדמה. It says, I want a favor from you that in case something would happen and you run away and one day something would be that you're going to be in a very high position, promise me that you will never let any bad thing to happen to my family. And even though it's going to be one day that Hashem is going to destroy all the enemies of David, please, I'm begging you, do not destroy my family. Sounds like Jonathan knows that David is going to take power and David is going to have a very high position. And he wants to make sure that David is not going to pay Chas v'Shalom back to Shaul's family because Shaul wants to destroy David. Therefore, by Chosen the 16th, by Chosen Natan in Beit David, Natan made a treaty, a Nakenut treaty with the house of David. It means that he's begging and he's asking David HaMelech Chas Shalom not to do anything wrong to his family. Yosef Natan again is doing more things. He says, please swear to me that you're not going to be my enemy, you're not going to destroy my family. He loves him very much. Then you're not going to be at the table. It's the third time of the explanation. So after the third day, you go down to the field, you should hide in the place that we're going to make up. You should sit down next to a special stone. There was like a sign, that stone, this was, everybody knew that stone, and you should sit down over there. I'm going to come and I'm going to shoot some arrows. To send them to... I'm going to aim them to a certain point. And then we near Shlachatana, Lech Mitzayat HaChetim, I'm going to have somebody with me. I'm going to tell him, go find those arrows. Im Amor Omar Lanar, in HaChetim Chavahena, I'm going to tell the boy, go quickly. This is the, here they are. The arrows, it's right a little bit further. Tachenu, Uvoa, Bavoa. It says, please go take those arrows and bring it, Kishalom Lacha, Bein Dabach HaYashem. That's going to be the sign. It means like this. He's not going to tell him exactly what is the decision. He's going to make a sign. He's going to tell somebody, go with me. He's going to take him to the field, a stranger, his helper. He's going to shoot some arrows. And depends what he's going to tell the boy. He's going to tell the boy that he's right here. a little bit further than you, only a little bit, then everything's going to be okay, you have nothing to worry. If I will tell the boy the arrows are very far away, lech, then David, please go. Hashem, Hashem send you away, don't come back to my father, you're right. You should have gone. You should not stay with my father. Don't forget what we promised to each other. Hashem, he says we have a treaty between us. It means hopefully we'll meet again. Hopefully you will not harm my family. But of course the question is why he's doing such a thing, and somehow he would give an answer. Says he was thinking, suspecting that maybe somebody is going to be at the field and he doesn't want to give David HaMelech an answer that somebody else might see, and then he's going to tell Shaul, your son met with David and he told him certain things, and Shaul will be upset at him. So therefore that's one of the reasons to say that Jonathan does not want to upset his father or to make his father very angry. So therefore he's gonna act, and he's gonna come to the field, he's gonna take the boy with him, and David is gonna hide over there, he's gonna hear the answer, and according to the answer he will act. Then it's 24, with your permission, he said David, today David hid himself in the field, Vayah Chodesh, Mosuk Chodesh, Veshma Melech Al Alechem Nechol, Shalom Melech sat at the table to have his meal, Vayeshev HaMelech Al Moshavah Kefam Befam, El Moshe Avakir, he sits in the back, he's back to the wall, Vayakom Yonatan Veshev Avner Mitzat Shaul Vayipaked Mekom David. Usually Chachamim say David HaMelech was sitting on the side of Shaul, the Machloket, at the left or the right, and all of a sudden was an empty spot. So Yonatan moved next to Shaul, and Avner is sitting on the other side, and David HaMelech's place is missing. The first day of Rosh Chodesh, Shaul did not ask anything. He just ignored the situation. He said, maybe something happened. David HaMelech had to go someplace, maybe it's not pure. I said, maybe he doesn't want to attend the meal. He said, it happens, so forget about it. I'm not making an issue. And the next day, בחודש החודש השני, the second day ראש חודש, וקפל מכל דוד. Again, the second day ראש חודש, דוד again is missing. ויאמר שאול יונתן בנו, מדוע לא בא ונשאר גם פנו גבר אליכם, אלא לכם, ask יונתן, where is he? Yesterday and today I didn't see him. ויאמר יונתן שאול, יונתן said, נשאול, תשאל דוד מי מדיע בית לכם. He says, that's what the plan, what they made, and he's answering, he asked me personally that he wants to go to the city of Bethlehem. ויום יוסן שלחני נא, to send me, כי זה לא חשפחה לנו. We have like a reunion, we have like a meal together. מוצי ולי אחי, and this is something that he asked me to ask, his apology, ואתה אם עשיתי לכם בעיניך, אם אתה נא, if I find you in your eyes, please, I'd like to run, just, you know, for a few minutes, לראה את אחי, אבותי my brothers. Okay, no bar shukhan amelach. Therefore, he didn't come to the king's table. So really, it's really nothing. I mean, that's the story. When you read it, it's nothing. I mean, there's a feast. I mean, there's a meal, and he excuses himself very nicely, and this he asks the king's son, and nothing's wrong with that. Instead, by Chav Shaul ben Yonatan, Shaul is very upset. He says, "Who are you? The one that the son of a lady that she herself rebelled, that she doesn't want me to be the king," the Mephashim say, "You are the one that you rebel against me. Aloyadati, I know you, Kibukhirata Levenishai, Levenishai, you are going to choose David over me, Levoshtecha, for your shame, Levoshtevatimecha, shame on your mother." I said, what's so upset about him? What is so upset about it? He's telling him that he rebelled. No, no, nothing, I didn't do nothing. He asked me if he can go home, there's a reunion, he wants to, he runs, and he's going to come over, he's going to come back. So what Shaul is upset about? What, this also is a reason to be upset. The Chole Yamim is telling him, as long as Hashem ben Yishai Chai al Adamai, as long as he is alive, David HaMelech, what Tikkun Atah Malchutecha, you and your kingdom will not be able to stand. But Ta Na Shlach Retach Oto Elai, bring him right over, give him over to, he's going to kill him. I'm not going to kill him, he didn't do nothing. Again, maybe he said, maybe he's crazy. Let me describe Shaul that he had this kind of a bad dream, that he gets this attack that he cannot control himself. Maybe this is one of the attacks. It doesn't say this in the Tanakh here, but maybe. Maybe he's, you know, he's moody, what we say. Moody, upset, can control himself, it's not his fault, maybe. ואין נתן שאול אבי ואין אליו, למה אמת מי עשה? זה יפקים, מה זה יום כלם? מה זה ידעו? בעצם שאול את החנית עליו להקותו. זה שאול, הוא wants to kill him as well. He wants to hit him, he wants to kill him. He says, he asked you a simple question. He says, why you want to kill him? Why don't you answer your father? Why don't you answer your son? I'm sorry, he asked you a simple question. What did he do? So instead you're taking, you're picking up his spear, you want to kill him? You want to hit him with that? וידע ינתן, ינתן אומר, that moment that his father is trying to hit him and kill him with it, well, כי חלי מי מעביר להעמיד את דוד. He says, finally, now I know, finally, my father wants to kill David. Like it's a brand new thing. Like we didn't learn it before, ינתן himself already believed in the past. That same statement. And again, he asked already Shaul once, and Shaul said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Now, why is he not sorry now? ויעקב ינתן עם השולחן מחוריית, ינתן גל אוף, גל אוף דה טיבל, אפסט ולא אכל בהם השני לחם כדיסה ולדיד לא כי ישנו רבית. He was very upset, he didn't eat the meal, he's upset, he's very, feels sorry for David, כי חלמו אביו, that שאול embarrassed him, and that embarrassed David. ויהי בבוקר, in the morning, ויצא נתן שדה למועד דוד, ינתן came to the field. This is when they made up together, but now Katon Yemo is taking his help from him.
It's after
Rosh Chodesh. It's after Rosh Chodesh, called the third day. Right. He tells the boy, go run. Run, find those arrows. This is the boy is running, but he shot the arrow over. ויבוא הנער עד מקום החצי, ישר יונתן. The boy is coming, he's going to get the arrow that יונתן shot, ויקרא יונתן אחרי הנער, יונתן calls after him loudly, in order for David to hear the statement, ויאמר, לא אחרי שמחה ועלה, it means the arrow is much further now. It means, it's a sign. It's a sign that David was right, that Saul is trying to kill David, and David is going to have to run. ויקרא נתן אחרי הנער מהירה חושה תעמוד, ונתן called after the boy, quickly, quickly, don't stay too long, hurry up. וילקט הנער את החצים ויבוא אל אדוניו, he collected all the arrows, he brought back, והנער לאדם מולה. The boy doesn't know what's going on. ואח נתן דוד את הדבר, נתן דוד, of course, they knew what's going on. Of course they knew, they made it up, אתם רואים את זה? They made it up, so of course they know. What does it mean? The boy doesn't know, but they know, of course they know. That's it means. ויתן ינתן את כליו אל הנער אשר לו, ינתן gave all his things and instruments that he had to the boy, ויאמר לו לך ויעיר, to go to the city. In order for him not to be present at the time that he's going to speak to David. He's going to speak to David, so maybe the Chachamim say now, he thought maybe somebody's going to be in the field, now he checked around, and he saw that nobody is around, so therefore he can take a chance and speak to David. So he sent back the boy into the town, he's going to speak to David. And now Ba'ad, the boy came. It means the boy left and he went to the city. But David came later and again, David sat up from the south. He was behind on the south side of that stone. He falls on the floor, Ba'adam, Ba'ishtabu Shalosh Pamimi, Ba'adam to Yonatan, Ba'ishkuri Shetreel. They gave a kiss to each other. By Gush it was about cried, David did, David is coming even more. They don't say they understand everything, of course they understand, that's what they made up. So they're crying because it's very, the system of friendship is very friendly. And it's a shame they're going to have to separate. And they're crying. And David, therefore Shalom, it says go with peace, Hashem, Yishvah, Yishnin, Olach, Mishem, Hashem, Lemor. We remember we swore to each other.
Beshalom
is good, yeah. Beshalom is not good, yeah. Beshalom is It says, whatever we swore to each other, Anachnu Meshim Hashem, we swore in the name of God, Lemor Hashem, Yemeni, Uvencha, Uvendriv Zaracha Adolam. Remember the swear. That God is going to be between you and between me and between my children and your children forever. The question is again, the Tanakh was written in the Ruach HaKodesh, and there is no reason for this chapter. But what do you have of this chapter? Of course, David is innocent. Jonathan, if we may say, was wrong, and David is going to have to run. So you really don't need all chapter. I mean, you don't need it in the Tanakh. What do you have to have in the Tanakh? What do you have to have it as a story in the Tanakh? If you want to tell me something, that something really that you should learn from this chapter. For the next chapter, you can learn maybe something. But this is just, you know, a story that David is telling Jonathan that your father wants to kill me. He says, my father doesn't want to kill me, doesn't want to kill you. He says, yes, he is. No, he isn't. Okay, I'll find out for you. He says, fine. You're right. Then shall not believe in each other. David says like this. This is one of the mitzvot that we have. It's next to Sparasha. Hashem tassim alecha melech. This is one of the mitzvot that we have. We have to appoint a king. So we learned, if you remember, a few chapters before, that Am Yisrael went to Shmuel and he asked to appoint a king, and Shaul appointed a king. Shmuel, of course. Shmuel appointed the king, Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech. Before he appointed Shaul HaMelech, he told them, you should know that that's what the king is going to do to you. He's going to take your children, he's going to do this to you, he's going to do all the bad things to you, and nevertheless, he said, okay. And he appointed Shaul HaMelech. The Hafar, the Gemara says, that a king has to have a respect that he cannot just forgive about his respect. Gemara says no such thing. A father can say to his son, doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what you do. And says, whatever you want, just to waive your respect, you allow. A king is not allowed to waive his respect. He must have respect. He says, you must have a king that counts the people, you should have a fear from the king. You cannot just give up the respect. The king must have respect, and if the king just say to somebody, or doesn't matter who, he says, doesn't matter, do whatever you want, it's wrong. This is not a king. How far is it going to go? That whatever the king does, he is right. No such thing the king is wrong. The Gemara says the king doesn't have to have bedin, he can come and kill people on the street without asking anything, he can come and destroy your house. That's the halacha. Melech poreis lo geder, he comes to your house, he breaks the door, and he takes the things from the house. As if he can do anything, again, this is part of the king's respect. That if he cannot do whatever he wants, people, you know, the king is no good, I mean, he's not a king. Therefore, says Ari, of course, Shaul HaMelech already did certain things that he is losing the kingdom, but still, David is not a king. As long as David is not a king, of course, he is a king, but he's not a king. That is, that's the highest person that we have in our nation right now, that he is going to take the kingdom from Shaul HaMelech, and Shmuel told him this, he's going to be the next king. So of course I have all the right to do whatever I want. On the other hand, says Ari, yes, it's true. But in the meantime, the position of the kingdom is in the hands of Shaul HaMelech. That says, you cannot do anything that this might do something against the respect of Shaul HaMelech. This is how far it goes. This is God, as we learn later, says that Shaul HaMelech is chasing him in the desert, wants to kill him with army, back and forth, and one day he's sleeping and David goes quietly next to him, cuts his jacket, he cut the jacket. If we may say, this is just wanted that he, to show Shaul he had the opportunity to kill him. But that is why Shaul would not have believed it. I says, by cutting the jacket, he showed Shaul HaMelech, listen, you are worthless, and the chief of staff that you have next to you, Avner, is worthless, and all your army is worthless. If I wanted, I would have killed you, and it was the end of you. David the Rest, the Gemara says, he was punished. Punished. So why he was punished? It's pikuach nefesh. It's pikuach nefesh. It means he wanted to save himself, he wanted to save his neck. He's an innocent person, somebody is chasing him for no reason. You have a crazy king, but as long as a king you can do nothing, you can't put him in institution, you can't do nothing. It's called the respect that you owe what we call the kingdom. And if you don't have the right respect, it means you rebel against kingdom. And this is really the mitzvah that Torah tells us. Som tasim malecha melech. It says that if you're going to appoint a king, you should know this is the concept, that whatever the king will do is right. You can ask no questions, and even if 100% you know it's wrong, it's not wrong yet. Now this is really the whole chapter. So David goes to Yonatan, and he says, Yonatan, you know your father wants to kill me. He says to Midrash, don't talk like this. You should not say like this. No, I'm sorry. It's true, maybe. Don't say it. He says, why don't say it? I am saying it because maybe I want to apologize. Maybe I did a sin. Maybe I did something wrong. It's true. A regular person, you can say that. Not against the king. It says, for a king, you have to accept it as it comes. It says, you can find, you can be very polite and gentle and ask a question, but you cannot say, he wants to kill me. You don't say, he wants to kill me. This is disrespectful for the king.
Is that because, also he was anointed by...
Is that the opposite?
No, the king is anointed...
No, it's nothing to do with that.
It has nothing to do with
that. No, it's nothing to do with that. As long as Am Yisrael appointed the king, better it.
But they didn't appoint him.
Well, the lead after Shmuel...
Shmuel had to anoint him.
Right.
Well, that means he's under God's auspices, which means the people did not anoint him.
No. They agreed. He presented him and they agreed.
The people agreed prior to anointment?
After. I mean, prior, they asked.
He was already a king?
Right, he was a king privately, right? You're right.
Okay.
Right.
No, I mean, so
right.
They
were
couldn't displace him. They couldn't displace him.
No, they couldn't
displace him.
Of course. But they said even if they wouldn't.
So in other words, there's no way to...
There's no way to fire him to impeach him.
Fire a king?
No. No way to fire him to impeach him. Now, if he did something, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, and he did something, who knows what.
By
the
Zohar? Or doesn't even go into that.
And it's really what Yonatan, that's what the Navi says, that's what the Navi says. Yonatan, the son of his father, but he doesn't act the son of his father. And then the Navi is going to tell us that Shaul is not even the same good terms with him. And Yonatan is going to tell David, no, you're wrong, he doesn't play me, he doesn't. Yes, you do. He says, yes, I do and I don't. It says, with the matter of a king, you don't say, you're right, my father wants to kill you. I'm not going to tell it to you later. We're going to go to the field, I'm going to say this arrow is here, the arrow is there. He says, why have to say this? He's careful in his language. When he tells David the sign, when he goes to the field, he doesn't say, yeah, my father wants to kill you. Run away for your life. My father is an evil person. My father is crazy. Run away. He's not going to say that. He's going to come to the field, he's going to say, listen, this, the meeting in the town both understand, and even when they depart and when they say goodbye to each other, he's going to say, oh, you see, I was right, you see, your father wants to kill me, you're right, my father wanted to kill you. So it's called disrespect, says Dari. The disrespect of a king, says Dari, is being measured that you have a crazy king who wants to kill somebody innocent, not only somebody innocent, somebody that already is going to be the next thing after him, that this guy has maybe a right, maybe he has some rights against this one, because he's the next one. Excuse me. And he knows it is. I'm going to say it now, that is next. No. He knows it. He says, I should not have no respect for this guy. This guy is an animal. He wants to kill him for nothing. Look, the man is really crazy.
He killed 85
pounds. Soon. Right. Soon he's going to kill him. Next chapter. Next chapter. Next chapter is crazy completely. Again, there's a reason why it's crazy. But as you, as individual, even if you know 100% the king is crazy, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. If you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run for your life. And he has to run for his life. I don't want to run for my life. I didn't do anything wrong. therefore respect of a king is unlimited, and you cannot do anything just to be quiet and to suffer. The Gemara says he wasn't. The Gemara says at the end, because he was crazy. He was next to Shmuel. He's next to Shmuel in Gan Eden. One seat next to Shmuel in Gan Eden. Gemara died without sins, because that part, whatever he did, was the pure jealousy that he got from the original snake, that he is not responsible what he does. It's something, a bad wind went inside him, that he is not responsible. That is me, as David, the Zari, I have the right, maybe, to say what I think. It is up to a certain point. That's called kingdom of a king that has no meaning, no limitation. He says he can do anything, and you're not allowed to ask anything, you're not allowed to say anything. And that's what really the Navi tells you, that the kingdom is really, of course it's half crazy, But the way it says in the Navi, that when Yonatan asked him, why you want to kill him? What did he do? He wants to kill his own son. Because a man that does such a thing is not 100% by himself. He has some kind of anger, of bad wind inside the system. But why does it written? Why is it written in the chapter that Shaul is going to try to kill his son, Yonatan? It says, you rebel against me. It's called rebellion, right? It says, if I am a king and you are invited, every Rosh Chodesh, that's what Chachamim said, David HaMelech used to sit, I don't know how many times, every Rosh Chodesh used to sit over there. It's not, he cannot say, listen, I have a reunion in my family, I'm leaving, I'm not going to be there. There's no such thing, you have a reunion in your family, you go ask the king's son, you want to go, no such thing you ask, there's nothing to ask. Your job is to come here, you have to be here, there's no excuse. Death is excuse. If you're alive, you have to come here. And that's what Shaul tells Jonathan, says, you rebel also against me. This guy came to you and he said, yes, there's a family reunion. He says, okay, goodbye. Really, okay, goodbye. What does it mean? Respect for the king. Respect for the king is without limitation. There is no excuse whatsoever. Whatever you do has to comply and to agree with the king's demand. If one thing the king demands and it's not right, you deserve that. And that's really what Navi says. Shaul wants to get David to his house. David runs away. Michal lets him through the window, he runs away. It's very nice that you run away. But you have to know, if you run from the police, you get two tickets. One ticket, you pass the red light. Second ticket, you run away from police. That says, with all the respect, and it's true, I'm crazy. But if I said you have to come to my palace, you have no choice. You can run away. So you're running for your life. I agree, you're running for your life. But you got a problem by running away from me. It's called disrespect to the king. And this is really what David fears, that he has to do something. On the other hand, the Navi tells you that the Shaul is going to demand unlimited demands in order just to teach us how far it goes, the kingdom of the king, that he has no responsibility. Whatever he does, he's right. Nothing really can stop him from doing what he wants.
So it's the office that the respect is.
The office, right. The office.
It has nothing to do with
the presidency. I'm sorry?
It has nothing to do with the person. It has to do with the office.
Right. Nothing to do with the person.
The monarchy itself is what the respect is for. In effect.
Well, this is always, I mean, this is always was like this. I mean, this is China, Russia, and before, you know, Rome, all these tyrannical leaders.
We have it now.
Wait, in America?
No, we have it.
Oh.
Kingships and...
Not as much. In America, the president has a lot of power also, not as much.
Saudi Arabia, they have life and death.
I don't know if they have so much power, really, the king. Maybe. But that's one step down in sense, that the reason for that is not just the reason. Of course, the reason is because there is a thing that's called kingdom by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all the whole answer. We should get to that stage, David says. He says it's not a story that we read about David and Shaul. And Shaul represents, we say, it's called Sfirat Malchut, and it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his appearance is as a king. That you have to fit yourself into that level, that you have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. So what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, you have to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants without explanation. It doesn't make sense. why that happened, why this happened. This really should not have been happening like this, and I don't understand. I mean, it's hard to say, but it doesn't make sense, and shouldn't this guy, that story, why this happening. Is kingdom means you cannot have any right to open your mouth. That's called kingdom. And Navi is going to tell you that David has no right. The Siddur says, you cannot say to Yonatan, your father wants to kill me. You can't say this. You can ask, how can I live a better relationship with your father? Yes. The Midrash says yes. That's the right thing, because it means that it's your fault and you want to correct it. But you cannot say, he wants to kill me. Doesn't he want? He can do whatever he wants. It's called kingdom. It's your own son, Yonatan, that one is supposed to take your share to be the king after you. Of course, Hashem does not know that David already was anointed and he's going to be the next king. He doesn't know that. He's going to kill his own son because his son asked him a question, what do you want from David? Again, this is just a proof, says David, but it means kingdom. Kingdom means no questions. This is really what Shmuel Nabi meant when he told him Israel that it might happen. It really came true with David HaMelech. And the Lord Israel did not suffer. And this one person is suffering from Shaul, again, to teach us, says David, that's why Shmuel wrote it in his book, to teach us what it means, kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the level that we are expected to reach, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is the king. That I don't understand what Hashem wants from me. I don't understand why did Hashem do this. He didn't understand, so he's not at this, what we call Sirat Malchut, he's not at that level that is called the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, that means, that it's called Mashiach. The kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means the Mashiach will come. The Mashiach will come, does it mean? It's going to mean no questions. I said, if you have any questions or you want to have explanation, I like to understand why this, why that. It means everything is right. You may be entitled to understand, but you have to understand, kingdom means no questions. So if you have any questions, it means it doesn't matter if you ask, you don't ask. If you have any questions, if any doubt, it means you're not at that level. This is the level before Mashiach. This is really what the Tanakh was written. That's what the Ari says, that's the Gemara meant. The Tanakh was written for us to learn really how far can you go. A guy that really has the position in his hand that he's going to be the next king, and he knows that Yonatan maybe it's his competition, and Yonatan is the son of Shaul. Shaul doesn't know it. I don't know if he ever told Yonatan that he's going to be the king, even though Yonatan smells it, and says, well, I'm going to make everything with you, and I love you so much, and I make treaties with you, and I promise you, and says, you the son of the king. And I understand, this is part of the respect to the king. You have to respect the king's family. And I have to give you all the respect, even though inside myself I know that I'm the next king, as Shmuel Avi told me I'm the next king, so far I know that you are the one that really should, that's the halacha, that's the Rambam says. The Rambam says, that's what says in the Torah, that really the king's son is going to take the father's seat immediately with no questions. There's no election and you cannot say, we don't want this guy, we don't want that guy. Automatically, it goes automatically. As the king's son becomes a king. Automatically, you cannot choose somebody else. It goes straight. Here Shaul is chosen by Shmuel, and of course, right after Shaul is going to be Yonatan. It says, hey, David, I'm talking to somebody, I know that I'm the next king, and he thinks, or I don't know what he thinks, but his father thinks that he's going to be the king. So that's what Shaul is telling him, you're the next king. I said, he's the next king, or you may treat you with him, you make promising with him, you say you love him so much, he's going to love you so much. What does that mean? So you know, that's what it means. David HaMelech, from his point of view, he has to love Yonatan, he has to respect him. And David is going to tell you that David is coming, he's going to bow down to him, he's going to bow down 3 times to him. It's just to show how much you have to have respect for the king that you know that he is wrong, for the king that you know that he is not going to continue to become a king, that you eventually know you're going to take the position, you may be the king, it doesn't matter. As long as he is the king right now, you have to have full respect for him 100%, and there's no excuse.
Has it ever been determined, or any place that there's a metric, on why God chose Saul, knowing that Saul was going to go through this, and of course there could be some question to the validity of his kingship, why he went through this?
You're just talking about you're not allowed to ask questions.
No, you're not allowed to ask questions of the king.
You ask why God did do this.
I'm asking the intermediary. I'm asking, what do we learn from
this? Believe in death.
Yeah, there's
not
to be
where.
A purpose.
The Gemara says, that the Yishaul HaMelech in his position was the best candidate ever that Am Yisrael ever had. His humbleness, his purity, his holiness was never to be found by anyone.
Was it?
Shaul.
Oh,
I'm sorry? Yeah, and he died. Right. I never forget about Shalom. No, but in front of the kings are. And the Gemara says he died without sin, Solomon. Sitting next to Shmuel, we don't know anybody else in Gan Eden, where does he sit? But we do know Shaul sits next to Shmuel HaNavi. And of course we know that Shmuel HaNavi sits right next to Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't know. There's no position that we know who is sitting next to Shmuel or next to Moshe Rabbeinu. We know who is sitting next to. And he is not being described as the holiest of the holiest. The Navi describes Yoshiyahu, Chizkiyahu, big tzaddikim. The Navi says there's nobody tzaddik like Yoshiyahu and Chizkiyahu to Amishan. Nevertheless, the Gemara says Shaul died without a sin, was appointed to become a king without a sin, and Shmuel told him, after you're going to die, you're going to sit next to him. This is the Midrash says, the Navi says, Shaul was the best candidate we ever had. That's Chachamim said, that this he was chosen over everybody else because he was the right candidate. But Ari said, if you remember, Ari said he was Tikkun Adam HaRishon, if he could have reached the level of Adam HaRishon before Adam HaRishon ate from Etz Hadat. He was the first king. So that's what the Navi wants to tell you, what is how big it can be and how low can you come as a king. And still how much respect you have to give to this guy, it doesn't matter what he is. Old time disease, he's crazy, it doesn't mean anything. Whatever he does, you have to suffer. We can lock him up in the room. And so that's the power to call Sfirat Malchut, the kingdom of HaKadosh. That's really what it means when Mashiach will come, yet Sfirat Malchut will have this level. But the level is that you don't ask anything and you don't hesitate and you don't think, why this happened, why that happened. It is like this. The Shaul is going to run after an innocent person who wants to kill him, wants to kill his son. You cannot ask, what's the matter with this guy? There's nothing you can ask, what's the matter with this guy? It's always right. A king is always right, says the Gemara. He can't do anything. This is part of our emunah, says David. That's our emunah in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's our emunah is infinity. It means there's no question whatsoever. That's the highest level that a person can get. He says, how much? He says, good. He's going to run after him, he's going to run after him all over the desert. He's going to chase him, he's going to try to kill him, he's going to try to kill him. At the end, he's going to die. And he says, Shaul HaMelech will give a speech. That's his speech. He says, Sheikh Yanu, Vikivanu, Vigyanu, Nazman, Azeh, I got rid of this Mishuginer. He says, the man is a lunatic. He says, thank God that I finished with him. So he gave a speech. He gave a special speech. The Gemara says, the years later, David gave a speech.
Eulogy,
he said, eulogy, gave a speech, this, he was crying, sharing his clothing, where that? The Gemara said, years later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to bring a tragedy to Am Yisrael because he did not speak enough about him. I have to speak enough about him. I spoke too much about him. That man tried to kill me all my life, he's running after me like a Mishuginer. And I said, he said a very nice eulogy. He said, he's Mashiach, he's nice. He says, Ech naflu giborim. He says, how did it happen? Innocent person, innocent. Okay, let's see if I made an act. Okay, but I said a very nice speech. It was all over. Everybody in Am Yisrael heard, look what is Tzadik David HaMelech is. And the Gemara said, forget about it. Hashem is upset at David HaMelech. Hashem is upset at him if he didn't say that. I didn't say enough, I said too much. He said that it means respect is unlimited. It says you don't have to understand anything. He is the king. You have to say, you say and say, say eulogy, speeches about you, speeches about yourself. I just want to say I'm a sugar anymore. He was a crazy man. He was trying to kill me. I don't know what he wanted for myself, for me. So instead to say this, said the opposite. It's not enough. He should have said more and more and more. He should say more and more and more. He says that's called unlimited respect that you have for this unstable king. If he don't do it, Hashem will say this. He said that's exactly what it means, Sfirat Malchut, since the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unlimited. That's what really did, later, that's what really what David HaMelech, that's what he wrote in Tehillim. In any situation David HaMelech was, he was thinking. And then we say what it means is because, you know, he accepted. It's not accepted, that's called Malchut. Malchut means that I accept everything with happiness bestowed. And says, that's what it is, I don't understand, it's irrelevant. I don't feel it's right, it's irrelevant. I accept it as a kingdom. Kingdom means the preparation for Mashiach.